It's Monday, September 10th, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. Today we're going to talk about Coder Dojo, or specifically about DojoCon, which is a global conference for people involved in or interested in Coder Dojo. One of those is Margaret Ahern, who works for Expedia. She's now helping to organise DojoCon 2018, which is on next month in Kilkenny. Black Knight is a sponsor of DojoCon 2018, so I called Margaret up on Skype and asked her how she got involved.
So I was working over in Canada for nearly 10 years, and I moved back about 2 years ago. I moved to Kilkenny, my husband's from here, and I decided that I really wanted to try and get involved with the tech community here. I work remotely, so I kind of saw Coder Dojo as a great opportunity to meet sort of like-minded people and sort of to help out with the community. So I've been involved in it for about 2 years now.
Now, we've all heard, and many of us have experienced Coder Dojo. For those who haven't, Margaret, tell us a bit about it.
So Coder Dojo was set up probably around, I think it's around 7 years ago, and they're actually Irish-based. They were set up to try and teach and help kids how to learn programming and learn sort of tech from that angle. The whole purpose of them is to have volunteer-based groups that can help kids learn how to code. And the kids that are involved in the clubs are known as ninjas. Over the last few years, the Coder Dojo movement has just exploded. And now it's all over the world and there's almost 2,000 clubs.
It's extraordinary. And it kind of revolves really about around sharing experience, doesn't it? That you have some of the kids are more experienced than others. They show, they help, they learn by looking over each other's shoulders.
Exactly. And the thing about the adults that are involved, like myself, like we're there to support them and to mentor them. We're not there to teach them, so it's not a classroom style setting. We're there to support them on their journey, and they can, you know, they can kind of decide like what areas they want to explore, and we're there just there to support them. Also, sort of as they get older, then they become junior mentors. And for example, last year we had a special summer club because we have quite a long wait list, and it was run by the actual junior mentors involved in the club. So, you know, they would be kids that are kind of secondary school age.
And it's spread, hasn't it? Really, it's been extraordinarily successful. I remember we've been hearing about it for years, but it really is a global phenomenon now, isn't it?
It is. It's incredible. And my head office is based over in Seattle, and they have a Coder Dojo. And that's nothing to do with my involvement in Coder Dojo. I just happened to find out about this when I was planning the DojoCon. So it is. It's amazing. Mm.
What do you think is the argument for it, Margaret? Why would you say that kids are benefiting so much, that there is such demand for it?
I think it's the whole premise that it's not a classroom style, and it's really, you know, it's what kids want to learn. They're really kind of pushing the areas that they want to focus on. And, you know, like we kind of say to parents, we say to kids, you know, if they're not into it, then, you know, there's not really much benefit in them being there. Also, I think, you know, there's so much highlighted today about the negativity of tech for kids, you know, just playing on their PlayStations all the time, or, you know, the negative impact of social media. So this is really an opportunity for them to embrace a more positive side and focus on the more positive side of tech and how it can kind of help them and how they can get involved in it.
So that's Coder Dojo, and there's a Coder Dojo in every town and city around the world nearly at this stage. It's a local phenomenon. It's also global. And one aspect of that is DojoCon, which we're getting involved with at Black Knight. We're going to be one of your sponsors and exhibitors at the event in Kilkenny. What is DojoCon? How would you describe it, and what is its purpose?
So DojoCon is the global Coder Dojo conference that is sort of targeted at the adults who are involved in the clubs, and also the older, the teenagers, like I was mentioning before, the junior mentors, it's an opportunity for them, for everyone to kind of meet in one place and bring sort of new tools back to their clubs. Like, we have kind of workshops going on throughout the day where the whole goal of these workshops is that, you know, people can bring back new technologies and new tools to their clubs to teach their kids. It's also an opportunity to network. Like, we have people coming from, at this point, I think it's over 12 different countries are traveling over for it. And, you know, it's really just a celebration of Coda Dojo and an opportunity for people to see what everyone's doing in their clubs and in their areas and to kind of share ideas.
So what can we expect at DojoCon 2018 in Kilkenny?
It's going to be a really big event. We have also this year opened it up to the tech community, the local tech community, and we've also opened it up to schools and colleges. The reason we did this was because computer science is obviously part of the curriculum as of this September, so we thought it would be a really great opportunity to sort of share ideas with, you know, educators and students who are involved in this. I think it's great for us to all share ideas. It's going to be a four-day event, but our main event is on the Saturday, where we are going to have one main stage of amazing speakers. We have like the likes of Brenda Romero, who is going to be talking about computer games. We have Jess Kelly coming down from News Talk. We have Nora Patton, who is training to be Ireland's first person who goes to space. We have a whole bunch of speakers throughout the day on the main stage. We also have five different streams of workshops going on throughout the day. So we've kind of broken these into different areas: design, creativity, setting up your own Coda Dojo, coding. We have like VR coding. We have different tools that are quite common in Coda Dojos, such as Scratch and Python, and we have robotics, we have Raspberry Pis, Meet Edisons. There's kind of something for everyone and at every level. So, you know, if there's say secondary school students and, you know, people who've maybe teenagers who've been involved in clubs for a long time, there'll be something for that level. But there's also going to be something for parents who might be interested in supporting their kids' dream and maybe setting up their own club. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're very technical or you're not technical at all. Once you sort of have an interest in this area, that's kind of going to be the...
And Sunday then is going to have a very different character.
Yes, so Sunday is our hackathon. So a couple of months ago, we actually had a mega dojo in Kilkenny where we collaborated with Coda Dojo Waterford, Tremore and Wexford. And now we had about 750 kids at that, who are between 7 and 17. And now we're having a hackathon for kids who are 7 to 17. So I think there's space for around 400 at that. And it's a free event. And for this event, we're looking that they would have some basic knowledge of coding. So I know a lot of the schools are, you know, even the primary schools are teaching sort of basic coding skills now. So there's going to be loads of really cool time box challenges and prizes. And, you know, it's going to be a really fun event for kids.
Fantastic. And you say it's a 4-day event. What the other two days are, what, Thursday and Friday before that, is it?
So Thursday is Tech Thursday. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tech Thursday, which is an event that's run by John Clear and Red Lemonade in Kilkenny. It's a great monthly event that John runs. He's agreed to partner with us for it. There's always a theme of kind of tech in the local area, and you know, there's always an element of design in it. So we're working with John to kind of set that up, and it kind of gives us an opportunity to share the DojoCon with the local community. The Friday night then is an opening ceremony in the Left Bank, and you know, it's just going to be drinks and a few speakers at that. And then obviously the main event is on the Saturday, and then the Sunday is the hackathon.
And where can people find out more?
So go to our website, go to the DojoCon website, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook or email us. There's loads of information out there.
Fantastic. And is it registration, I presume, is required? Is there a fee to attend?
Yeah, registration is required, because what we will do is, once everyone has registered, we're going to send them like a Google form so they can pick their top five things that they want to attend during the day, because there's so many different things on. So we would ask people to book in advance. The Saturday is €20 and the Sunday is free.
Fantastic. Well, Margaret, thank you very much for talking to us. I can tell you that on behalf of Black Knight, we're delighted to be involved, and we're looking forward to meeting enthusiastic coders and hackers and everyone involved at DojoCon 2018 in Kilkenny. And that website once again?
DojoCon.coderdojo.com.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast. That was Margaret Ahern in Kilkenny. She's one of the organisers of DojoCon 2018, which takes place in that city from October 19th to the 21st. They're also linking up with the regular monthly Tech Thursday meetup in Kilkenny on Thursday the 18th as well. Black Knight is a sponsor of DojoCon 2018, and we're also going to be there on the day talking about coding and technology. We'll be demonstrating how to program the web with PHP, and we're looking forward to meeting coders and mentors alike. Check out blackknight.blog for news about all we've got going on at the moment, for special offers and deals and tech news, and for this podcast you can subscribe to keep in touch. Good day, and here the Rella, Wemsha, Conan, Muinachon, Slán, Agus Benacht.